Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you all from wherever you're listening to this. My name is Dolapo Raji. I'm a second year Masters of Health Informatics student. I welcome you to this podcast titled DAS at 50, Transitioning from a Center to a Department. In view of DAS 50th anniversary, this podcast with 6 episodes will focus on how DAS transitioned from being a center known as the Center for Afro-American and African Studies to the Department of Afro-American and African Studies over the period of 50 years and highlight some of the achievements of DAS over the same period. Without further ado, let's jump right into it. Episode 1 is titled The Formation of BAM, Protest and Its Demands. The late 1960s was a high tide of activism across the world. It was a period where Black people and Black communities were coming together with growing cultural awareness and political commitment. In January 1970, representatives from different Black student caucuses at the University of Michigan, such as the Black Student Union, the Black Law Student Association, the Association of Black Social Work Students, and Black student groups from the medical school and psychology department came together to form a coalition called Black Action Movement, BAM. Responding to the collective cultural and political environment of the United States as at the time, BAM's goal was to combat discrimination on the University of Michigan campus and eliminate racial bias. By that March, BAM had organized a student protest based on 12 demands, including 900 new Black students by fall 1971, consisting of 450 freshmen, 150 transfers, and 300 graduate students, 10% Black enrollment by fall 1973, an adequate supportive services program, including financial aid to finance Black student education, graduate and undergraduate recruiters to recruit Black students, a referendum on the March Student Government Council ballot to have students vote on assessing themselves $3 for 1 year for the Martin Luther King Scholarship Fund, tuition waivers for minority group students who are also residents of the state of Michigan, the establishment of a community-located Black Student Center, the creation of a university-wide appeal board to rule on the adequacy of financial aid grants to students, a revamping of the parents' confidential statements, one recruiter for Chicano students to assure 50 Chicano students by fall 1970, and Black students referred to as Blacks, not Negroes or anything else. BAM's 8th demand was that the university halt all work of a permanent nature on the Black studies until an effective input is fully developed by a community university forum. For BAM, it was crucial that the Black students and faculty play a leading role in formulating the mission and goals for the university's Black Studies program.